Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. This week, thanks to it being a holiday week here in the States, we've got a little bit of a budget film. And so I'm doing this, unfortunately, without Rick to be able to film the show in all of its grandeur. And I'm also doing it here on location in the apartment complex that I live in, and I am doing it with my normal gamer headset, and so I thought I'd come and be able to speak with you about some really exciting technology that I haven't shown you yet that we released a few months ago, and make sure that I still get this out to you on Tuesday, because I know for, you know, both of my fans that watch this show, you're going to enjoy having the Tuesday show to watch. And so today I'm going to talk a little bit about Functions, and this should be a fairly quick show. Azure Functions, super cool technology that we recently announced that it brings together code with events. It's an event-based programming model. It's very, very cool. You can respond to any event that you want to be able to run a little bit of code and take some action. You can dump it into other locations, into your different Azure services or solutions, developed right in the portal experience, integrated directly with your DevOps experience, which I'll show you. And of course, you pay just for what you use. So really cool technology. If you have not played with this, I highly recommend you do it and you go spend some time on it. And it also is fully open source, so you can go in and you can actually see how this thing is running on the Azure experience. And so today, I'm actually going to show you a little bit of what this actually looks like. So here I pulled up the portal and I'm running this, and so I'm directly running this on the Azure portal experience. And what I want to do is I'm going to actually show how to create an initial function, how to write the code for that function, how to integrate it directly with an experience like GitHub, actually, in today's example, and how you then can output to other Azure services something like a DocumentDB. And so showing you a little bit of getting page, you can start here in a bunch of different ways. You can either make it a timer-based function, you can make it data processing, or you can do a webhook or an API-based solution, which is sort of what I'm going to do. And the built-in languages are C# and JavaScript. Now, don't be fooled by that. You can run any language that you want to by configuring it the right way and running a script accordingly. The ones that you can go code in directly in the portal experience are C# and Java. And so in this case, I'm actually going to show you a built-in one that will be very easy to get going. I'm going to show you a GitHub webhook using Node.js. Okay, and let's get that going. And so you can see just almost immediately I have this up and running and I have this connected with all my code ready to roll. And so this shows this connection. It shows how to go plug this in directly into GitHub. And so luckily I do have this running in GitHub. And so what I want to do is I want to add this webhook into GitHub here. And so, gotta give my password. Okay, and so for this, I actually want to, for the payload URL, I'm going to go type in what I had from my function over here, okay? And so I'll put that one in there. And then for the secret, I'm actually going to copy this secret here, perfecto. Okay, and then what I wanna do is I actually wanna set this for specific thing, issue comments, just to show you what I'm gonna run here. And so let me add that webhook right now, and that will be on its way. Okay, and so I go into issues and Azure Functions issue, and so let me just say I am testing this now. Okay, comment. Now let me go back over here, and without any code, without any other changes, you can see here it populated and went into my system. Now, okay, so this can read this and respond to it. Isn't there something a little bit more interesting I could do? Well, you're darn right there is. So let me actually show you. So I'm going to add another output to this. And the output that I'm going to add to this is a Azure Document DB. Very cool. Very cool technology. If you haven't played with Document DB, I recommend that after you play with this. And so here, let me actually select one. And so just like that, it's going to ask me to select one. It's going to pick one based on the ones I've got available. And so it finds the ones that I've already got. Corey Docs happens to be it. And just like that, I'm now connected through Document DB. And that is now one of my outputs. And so you can see here my output is output document. Now let me go back over here. Okay, so writing the code directly in the portal experience. This is the cool, cool power of the binding support. So it's output document was the bindings. Okay, and then I'm going to write here for the JavaScript. Let's see here. I want to do text. And then I'm going to say comment. Okay. All right. And then I'm going to add the data from the comment body. Okay. And then I want to close out the message here. Okay. Oh, looks like it had already actually auto-completed that for me. So let me just take a look and see if this looks right. So, didn't. Good thing I checked. Always good to double-check your code before you demo it in front of people. Okay. Bindings.output document. Looks like I'm good. All right. So let's hit save. And let's go back here. Trying again for this great demo. Okay. Comment. Let's see. Looks like it actually triggered here in the webhook. All right, and now let me go back and go to my Cory's docs here. And I've already got this up and ready, and I'll pull open the Document Explorer and see, hopefully something populated in there, or this demo is all for naught. And now you can see it's there. It's been populated. It's available in my Document Explorer. And just like that, within a couple of minutes, I've shown you how to create a function, add some code to it, connect it using an event from GitHub, and then directly bring it into DocumentDB all the way through to the Azure service, finished completely. So wonderful, wonderful end-to-end experience, built and coded directly in the portal. How great is that? And with that, I want to thank all of you for joining me on this low cost, this budget version of Tuesdays with Cory. Hope you enjoyed it. And for both of my followers, thank you so much for watching. And we hope to see you around next time. So comments, questions, things you want to see more of, again, as always, #AzureTWC. Thank you so much and have a wonderful Tuesday. And hopefully you're enjoying your holiday week. Thanks.